Hey, Lewis. Hey, can you, you know, everybody's watching that video again of you catching that game winner against Georgia. Can you just talk about what that was like for you?
Oh, man, that game was just a blessing for me, you know, being able to be part of a magical season like that and making a play to help us, you know, propel us to the national championship and SEC championship, everything that came after that, you know, kind of helped me become the person I am today because I learned a lot of lessons just from that one play.
What kind of interaction did you have with the Browns in the pre-draft process, and what's your reaction to being picked by them?
I would say I was a little shocked because I had no previous contact with them. It was kind of surprising, but I'm excited and blessed to be able to play that I'm a Cleveland Brown now.
Have you followed Robert Griffin III very much over the years, and if so, are you excited to come in here and start catching some balls from him?
Definitely. I watched him in college. You know, I watched a couple of games when he played for the Redskins, and you know, he can really throw the ball well. And I think once he's healthy and he's ready to go, I think we have a good offense.
I heard you say you had no contact with the Browns. So do you know anything at all about them?
You say what?
You said you had no contact with the Browns people. Do you know anything at all about this football team?
I know a couple of things. You know, I didn't really keep up with the Browns much, but I know the fact that they had RG3 and just drafted two players that I know personally. And you know, just from watching them during the season, you know, they had some issues with some players, but I feel like they have some players now that we just drafted that will, you know, bring a different attitude and a different mindset to the whole organization and, you know, help us win games and, you know, be a lot better than what people are projecting, especially with RG3 at quarterback. And if he's a healthy RG3, you know, we'll be a whole different team.
How much do you think your performance at the Combine helped your draft stock? And why do you think maybe you didn't have the production you would have liked at Auburn?
I would say just what they seen that other teams didn't see. You know, they understand that, you know, I was in a scheme at Auburn where it wasn't required for me to run very many routes, very diverse routes, complex routes, and the fact that I wasn't developed as a receiver. But going into the combine, I wanted to prove that to everybody that I was versatile and I was able to run routes, catch the ball smooth and well. And, you know, doing that, I guess they seen that. And they looking ahead, they know that they could be able to develop me and mold me into the receiver they want me to be in their system.
Ricardo, have any of the teams that you've been in contact with talked to you at all about maybe switching you and playing you as a cornerback?
The only team I would say that talked about doing that was the Atlanta Falcons. They asked me if I was ever playing corner before, and I told them no. But I did play defense in high school. I played safety, actually. During my pro day, they asked me to work out in the DB drill, and I was more than willing to do it just to show them how versatile and athletic I was.
Ricardo, the Browns obviously drafted Sean Coleman, left tackle from Auburn. A little bit about your relationship with him and any other players you might know that the Browns have taken.
Man, me and Sean have a great relationship. We during the season, we became a lot closer. The tough things we dealt with, you know, off the field and on the field, you know, as far as playing and Auburn, being in Auburn as long as we were, and, you know, going through all things we went through, we became closer, you know, as the season went on this year. And, you know, even after the season, postseason, we was training for the combine. He came down to Pensacola, and we talked, and we built a better bond than we had before. And, you know, now that we're on the same team, it's going to be even better. And we don't have the same mindset that we came with. So I think it's a good thing that we're on the same team now.
You know, when a team talks to you about possibly switching to defense, does that put a chip on your shoulder and motivate you to prove you can play receiver?
Definitely. And honestly, it's like, I think that's why they're doing it. Because, I mean, if they don't see me as a receiver, then that's fine. But I know what I can do. And I know that I'm probably one of the better receivers in this draft. And my goal was to prove it. And for them to be like, have you played defense? That's them telling me, yo, I don't think that you can, we don't think that you're very good at receiver, or whatever the case may be. But because my mindset was, if you don't want me to play receiver, that's fine. But if you want to play receiver, I'm going to play receiver, and I'm going to show you why I'm the best receiver in the draft.